It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
From Perry LeCompton High School, we bring you high school basketball. It's Substate action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Tabman with you here on KNCA. Class 3A boys, Substate first-round action as Perry LeCompton plays host to Royal Valley in what is the 2-7 matchup in this bracket. Coming up after a timeout, we'll get you a little bit more information on both these teams, how they ended up in this situation coming in. Of course, both these teams now playing for a third time. This time it's move on or go home scenario. We'll take a timeout, come back, get you set for the tip-off. It's the Cause and the Panthers here on KNCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Class 3A boys, Substate first-round matchup here as Perry LeCompton plays host to Royal Valley. Third meeting here in 23 and 24 between these two, and it's the biggest matchup of them all. When you move on and lose, your season is done. Again, this is the Royal Valley Substate in Class 3A. Perry LeCompton, the 2 seed, with a record of 13 and 7 overall. Royal Valley, the 7 seed, at 4 and 16. The Sabetha Blue Jays, the top seed, 17 and 3. They are facing ACCHS tonight, who is the 8 seed. The 4-5 matchup in this bracket is Hiawatha hosting Jefferson West. That one can be viewed on the Hiawatha channel. And then the 3-6 matchup below Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. It is the 3-seed Bishop Ward as they play host to Topeka Hayden tonight, who is the 6-seed. The semifinals will be on Thursday at Royal Valley. Games at 6 and 7:30. And then, of course, the championship will take place at 5 p.m. on Saturday evening at Royal Valley High School. Winner there moving on to the Class 3A State Championship Tournament in Hutchinson. Again, Perry LeCompton, the home team tonight, 13-7 is their record. They tied for second in the Big 7 at 10-4 with Nemaha Central. And Royal Valley on the other end again, kind of a tough stretch to close the season and a tough season overall. Just 4-16, they were 3-11 overall, tied for last in the Big 7 with Riverside. We'll take a timeout, get you the starting lineups and the tip-off of this Substate basketball game right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Houlton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Time to rock and roll from Perry LeCompton High School. Cause and Panthers, first round of the Class 3A Boys Substate Basketball Tournament hosted by Royal Valley, but first round games being played at the higher seed. So let's get it going here with Royal Valley and head coach Chris Brown. 4 wins, 16 losses during the regular season. Aiden McKenzie in the backcourt, 5'10 senior and under 6 points per game. Jackson Stevens, a 5'10 junior, 8.4 points per game. Carson Beam is a 5'10 junior. He averages 5 points per game. Josh Boyd in a 6 foot senior, 3.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Landon Gilbert, who's come on strong here late, a 6'3 freshman, over 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. So again, for head coach Chris Brown and the Royal Valley Panthers, McKenzie, Stevens, Beam, Boyden, and Gilbert. For Perry LeCompton, the 2 seed in this bracket, head coach Matt Simmons, 13 wins and 7 losses during the regular season. They go like this. Tyler Reed is a 6'1 senior, averaging nearly 9 points and 5 rebounds. Colton Kneifer is a 5'10 junior at 7 points per game. Ronnie Baker is a 6'3 sophomore at over 11 points per game, the leading scorer for Perry LeCompton. Eli Dean's a 5'10 junior at 9 points per game, and then Aiden Graves getting a start. He is a 5'10 junior as well. So again, for Perry LeCompton and head coach Matt Simmons, it's Reed, it's Kneifer, it's Baker, it's Dean, and it's Graves. Again, Chance Lincoln Studio, Brandon Salmon with you here on KNCA. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. The Cause have won 4 straight against Royal Valley, and their last loss to the Panthers just over 2 years ago, February 1st of 2022. It was on this court. 59-36 was that final. Perry LeCompton's 2 wins over Royal Valley in the regular season this year. 71-56 on December 19th. And it was also 66-34, so a big-time win in that last meeting back in early February. The Cause in their home whites and the road purples for Royal Valley. Cause will go right to left as we look here up high on the bleachers here at Perry LeCompton High School in Royal Valley. They will move from left to right here in the first half. Again, Chance, Brandon, appreciate everyone. A busy week ahead with Substate action. And our first matchup of the week here on KNZA, Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley, and the home team Cause getting this opening tip. And from right to left, we are underway. Just a quick fire from three. It's no good from the top of the key. Missed by Ronnie Baker and Aiden McKenzie grabbing that long rebound. So a quick one-and-done possession there for Royal Valley. Nice dish inside, quick double team. Another shot up, too strong off the heel. Baker a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Both teams start 0-for-1. Cause with their second possession here early, 30 seconds in, a lot of contact there, no call. Handing it off here to Eli Dean over three bodies, no, tipped in the air, and a rebound for Royal Valley. That one brought in by McKenzie as well. He's grabbed the first 2 misses for Perry LeCompton. 45 seconds in, no score. Quick three, left corner. This one is nothing but net. It's Carson Beam, the 5'10 junior, 27% of the year, and he gets Royal Valley off to a 3-0 start. Just about a minute into this ball game. Here's Colton Kneifer in the lane. Shot up, no off the back iron. But a whistle and a foul on the floor. And they get Jackson Stevens with the first foul of the game. And so Perry LeCompton will throw it in far sideline. Top of the key, this is Eli Dean, the 5'10 junior, at 9.1 points per game. Left side, it's Ronnie Baker. Up top of the key, it goes to Reed. He'll dive in, shot through a couple of bodies. Well contested, no good. Good defense here early for Royal Valley, and a rebound there for Josh Boyden. 3-0 Panthers over a minute into the opening quarter. Right side it goes to Aiden McKenzie, puts it on the dribble, gets in the lane, shots no, but a foul on the floor, reach-in foul, as they get Eli Dean with his first team one. 6:49 to go opening quarter, 3-0 Perry LeCompton trailing here at home. Throw it into the backcourt here with Landon Gilbert. Up top it goes to Jackson Stevens. He doesn't hesitate, and he buries the three into the face of Kniper. And threes by Stevens and Beam have given Royal Valley an early 6-0 lead here on the road at about 90 seconds into it. Here's Eli Dean, right side on the wing. They set up Graves, open for three. Had a great look, no good. And a rebound was pulled down by Tyler Reed, and then he is tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow going back to Royal Valley. So a great start for the Panthers here on the road. Couple of threes by Stevens and Beam. And they get the ball back with that lead. And no pressure defensively here, but the cause going man-to-man. It is Graves guarding Stevens, kicks it to the right side with Beam, gets in the lane, and is called for a travel. First turnover by Royal Valley, and the cause get it back. 6:11 to go, opening period. 6-0, the Royal Valley lead. Here's Dean into the front court, down the middle from right to left. Dribbling waist high, now crossing over, gets in the paint. Right-handed float shot, good. Eli Dean gets Perry LeCompton on the board. A nice right-handed floater in the paint. 6-2 Royal Valley. 5:53 left in this first period. Here's another hard drive and a turnover. It's thrown away by Stevens. Second turnover by the Panthers. Gauze want to push it. Beautiful pass. Baker layup, no. And an offensive rebound, but a foul on the floor, I think, is going to keep it here with Perry LeCompton. They get McKenzie with it. And that's his first team foul, number two. 6-2 Royal Valley. 5:42 to go in this first. Cause getting it into Baker. Quickly doubled on the left block. Has to get it out of some trouble. Nearly thrown away. Still tipped in the air, and it is a turnover. Stolen away by Gilbert. Nicely done. Second TO by Perry LeCompton. Here's a baseline drive. Underneath it goes. Boyden shot up. No. Left it short. And a rebound for Dean. Pushing the tempo again. Up the floor. Layup. No good. It was missed by Kniper. And another rebound for Royal Valley, this time by Gilbert. Here's Beam into the front court. Not quite 3 minutes in. 6-2, Royal Valley, and another steal. Third turnover. Here is Baker trying to knife his way through a couple defenders, and he tried the Euro step, and he's called for a travel. So both teams racking up the turnovers here in the last minute and change, both with three already. And we'll see our first sub of the game. It's going to be Tristan Murata, a 6'1 sophomore, and he will check in for the freshman, Landon Gilbert. Royal Valley's lead is 6-2 here on the road at Perry LeCompton. 3 minutes into this 8-minute first period. Nice ball fake, getting into the lane. Good extra pass. Murata's layup is good. Nicely done. The beautiful feed by Beam. Murata gets his first basket, and that lead back to 6. 8-2, and under 5 minutes to go opening quarter. Baker right side pass that goes to Reed. We'll get Perry LeCompton's first sub. On the next dead ball, Graves drives, dumps it down. Nicely done. Dean ball fakes and gets one to go. Right on the left block, it's Eli Dean who's got all four on a couple of buckets. And it's 8-4 Royal Valley at 4.5 minutes to go in this opening period. Here's Boyden, free throw line straight away. Left side it goes into the corner with Stevens. Puts it on the dribble, curls in the lane, dumps it, shot, and no. And fighting for the rebound, it's an offensive rebound brought in by Jackson Stevens. He'll turn around and fade. Had it blocked and a rebound for Eli Dean. Good defense in the paint. Dean, of course, wanting to push. He'll stop and pop from 15. No, tried to bank it and left it short. And a long rebound chased down by Kniper. Right side, Baker. Baseline drive, spins in the paint, puts up a shot, rattled it in. Rodney Baker, his first basket, 8-6. And Perry LeCompton within two with 3:50 to go in this opening quarter. Walking it across the timeline, far sideline from left to right. Jackson Stevens puts it on the dribble, spin, shot at the elbow, left it short, an air ball. Out of bounds it goes. Perry LeCompton gets it back, and Zach Esmond will check in. First sub for Matt Simmons & Co. At 3:38 left, opening quarter, 8-6. The Royal Valley lead, a three would give Perry LeCompton their first lead of the ball game. Got down 6-0 early, but have scored 6 of the last 8. Here's Dean, right side it goes. This is Reed on the wing. Up top to Esmond, his first touch. Left side on the wing with Kniper. Here's Baker straight away. Puts it on the dribble, backing to the free throw line. Gets Kniper on a curl. Right side it goes to Esmond. Up top by Reed. Gets to the free throw line. They get it into the corner with Kniper. Baseline drive. Gets all the way to the rim. Left the floater short. And a rebound for Royal Valley's Matt Buskirk, who's also into the game for the first time. Approaching the final 3 minutes of this first period. 8-6. is the Royal Valley lead with the ball. Stevens between the rings out high. Now the Coss playing zone for the first time. They go 2-3. Short corner up top. Stevens straight away. A deep triple, and he got it. Jackson Stevens, 23% from downtown. He's hit two here in the quarter, and he's got six. And the lead now 11-5 for Royal Valley. 2:38 left, opening quarter. Here's Reed on the wing, up top to Essman straight away, holding it at the hip. Goes right back to Reed on the right wing. Goes left, gets in the paint, throws up a wild shot, no good, off, but he draws the foul. And it should be our first free throws of the night. And they get the Royal Valley foul on Tristan Murata. Third team foul. And the first free throws of the night will go to Perry LeCompton's Tyler Reed. He is 55.6% at the line this season. And the lefty fires, no good. Well, Perry LeCompton, if point at one thing that is a struggle or has been a struggle for him this year is free throw shooting. They are less than 50% as a team at the line overall. 49% clip through 20 games in the regular season. Another one up, another one no. 0-2 there for Tyler Reed. It stays 11-6 Royal Valley at 2:20 to go in this first. So Stevens got the rebound, brings it into the front court, has it on the left wing, puts it on the dribble, baseline, takes it all the way, might have been partially blocked. Good defense by Ronnie Baker. Now the cause again with Dean wanting to push. Dean sidesteps, gets in the paint, shot up, no, and he draws the foul. And this will be Eli Dean who gets an opportunity now to shoot a pair. They get McKenzie with his second, team foul number four. So the final 2:03, Perry going to be in the bonus. And the first free throw good for Eli Dean. And he's got five of the seven. Kniper back in quickly. Second free throw for Dean. Toilet bowl spin, no. Kniper, it tips into his hands and he gets the offensive rebound. So a chance to add. Here's Graves. Spins in the paint. Stops on a dime. Kicks it into the corner. Kniper left corner three. Front rim no. Offensive rebound this time by Graves. Third opportunity here to add something to it. Here's Essman. Maybe gotten away with a walk there. And gets by a defender. Puts it up and in. Just inside the elbow. Zach Essman off the bench. His first basket 11-9. It's back to within two. So essentially a three-point play there for the cause. Now that pass was tipped in the air. And it's taken away. Turnover by Perry LeCompton, that was Royal Valley's turnover. Four turnovers down the quarter as we're under 90 seconds to go. Two would tie. Essman wide open for the lead. Believe. Zach Essman from downtown. He scored the last five. And Perry LeCompton has their first lead of the game at 1:10 to go in the quarter. It is 12-11 cause. Royal Valley, they scored the first 6 points of the game. And the Cause have come back to take their first lead with a minute to go. Murata on a cut, lost it, chasing it into the corner, gets it off and saved it from going out of bounds. And now Royal Valley just struggling to keep it in, and they turn it over. Pass is going awry. Five turnovers here in the quarter now for Royal Valley as Carson Beam will check back in for the Panthers. And we'll take the spot to Jackson Stevens. So the Cause now with their first lead at 12-11, 52 seconds left in the period. Walk it across with Eli Dean, the junior. Another junior in Graves. Gets it up top to Essman. Stops between the rings. Slowing it down a little bit. They set it up. Baker straight away three. Front rim no. And a rebound nicely done there by Tristan Murata. So a good look there for Baker, but could not connect. Now 30 seconds to go. Chance for Royal Valley to retake the lead. See if they want to play for the final shot. Head coach Chris Brown indicating that he would like his team to play for that final shot. Down to 20 seconds, just in front of the midcourt stripe. It is Carson Beam, dribbling with no defense. Playing quite a few steps back is Aiden Graves. Down to 10 seconds. Here comes the high ball screen, set by Gilbert. Beam gets to the elbow, up top. Boyd in a look for three, hits the front rim a couple of times, and a rebound for Graves. No shot up, so the Cause get a stop in that final possession. Well, Royal Valley scored the first 6 points of the game, but the Cause have come back to take a 12-11 lead. It's Substate Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Land Radio.
Brandon Sam and Chanflink, KNZA, Substate Basketball Boys Class 3A first-round action here tonight. Prairie Le Compton hosting Royal Valley. Third meeting between the two this year. Cause have won the first two. Now it's tournament time where you win, you move on, and lose, your season is done. We start the second quarter, 12-11. Cause their first lead of the game right before the end of the first. Here's a difficult floater that's a little bit short. And a rebound for Royal Valley as the Cause had the first possession here. That one was missed by Tyler Reed. Chance to retake the lead back. Opening possession offensively for the Panthers here. And there's a push in the back and a whistle and a foul. We'll get Zach Etzman inside. That's his first team foul, number one. Cause, again, trailed 6-0 early and took their first lead at 12-11. That's where it holds right now. There's a missed shot. Rebound for Prairie Le Compton's Aiden Graves. He hasn't scored yet, but has corralled three rebounds. Here's Dean. Ball fake. Losing his feet and lost kind of where he was in the air and ended up throwing it out of bounds. Fourth turnover for Prairie Le Compton. Ronnie Baker checks back in quickly. 12-11 the Cause by one. Early second quarter. Beam left side, it goes. Buzzkirk dumps it inside. Gilbert trying to fight through a couple defenders. Difficult shot, front rim, and it finds the touch over and down through the nets. And Landon Gilbert is on the board with the difficult finish. And the Panthers retake the lead back at 13-12. Here's Tyler Reed in the right corner. Here's Esmond at the point, dribbling a little bit right. They go back to Reed. Lefty fires from three, and the lefty connects from three. Tyler Reed from downtown, his first basket tonight, and it's 15-13. Cause retake the lead, a two-point advantage, 90 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Gilbert, little three-man weave at the top. They get it off to McKenzie, good right side kick to Beam in the corner, couldn't connect on a three, and chasing it down in that same corner was Aiden Graves. Two-point lead for the Cause, not quite 2 minutes into the second. Graves drives, kicks to Esmond, gets to the free throw line, and extended kick left. Now Graves again. This time it's Kneiper, splits two, right-handed floater off the back heel, and it falls through with contact. Colton Kneiper gets his first bucket. Largest lead for Prairie Le Compton at 17-13 at under 6 minutes to go in the half. Here's Stevens, lefty dribbling into the corner, quick fire from three, and that one is pure. Matt Buzzkirk with a big three, and he knocks down the third triple in the first half, or I should say now the fourth Panthers triple in the first half. The Cause lead trimmed to one at 17-16 at 5:35 to go. Graves driving, left his feet, and he gets a foul call. Panthers want a jump ball and looks pretty clean, but officials say otherwise. And they get Gilbert with the foul, his first team first. This will put Aiden Graves at the line. Free throws 5 and 6 for the Cause here in the first half. They have hit just one of their first four. 17-16 the score, 5:33 to go, second quarter. Graves first, rattles out. They're now 1 for 5 at the line. Tristan Murata checks back in here for Royal Valley. Also, Eli Dean back on the floor for Prairie Le Compton. Again, the Panthers have not defeated Prairie Le Compton since February 1st of 2022. The Cause have won the last four meetings, and there's another missed free throw, and they're going to get a foul as well on Ronnie Baker with the push in the back. So the Cause are now 1 for 6 at the line. And their lead stays at just one at 17-16, 5:30 to go until halftime. see if that stat comes back to bite Perry LeCompton later in this game. Here's Beam on a drive, throws up a wild, difficult reverse shot, nearly got it to go, but it's off, and a rebound for Baker. Here's Perry LeCompton. Baker thought about a deep one, instead goes right to Dean on the wing. They get Reed on a cut, lost it in the air, and it's taken away. A steal for Royal Valley in the fifth turnover on Perry LeCompton. 5 minutes to go until halftime. 17-16, a good one so far. Here from Perry. Here's a difficult 19-foot two that's nearly banked in. And we get a foul on the floor. And they get it on Tristan Murata. That is his second team foul number two. So it was on the rebound attempt after what was not a very good shot on that possession for Royal Valley, as Murata's going to come out. And they get Gilbert back in on the floor. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. 17-16 is the Perry LeCompton lead. Can add to it here with the basketball. Here's Dean at the point. Left side to Baker. Thought about driving in. Here's Reed now. Good defense up top as Baker gets a touch in the post. And it's an offensive foul. McKenzie took the heat. And Baker picks up another. And second foul quickly for him. And that calls Zach Esmond to the scorer's table. And the leading scorer for Perry LeCompton takes a seat now with two quick fouls. So 4:39 now on the clock, second period, 17-16. We've been stuck here for a minute and change. Another chance here for the Panthers to take the lead back. Here's Beam, left side McKenzie. They go inside. Gilbert, beautiful post positioning. And it's an easy layup for the freshman, Landon Gilbert. He's got four. 18-17, another lead change. Panthers have it back, 4:20 to go in this first half. Graves left side, up top it goes. Kniper thought about a three, kicks it right to Reed instead. Now Esmond inside the free throw line. Now it's going to be Kniper for three, and second time thinking, he puts it through. Smart decision for Colton Kniper. His first triple, make it now two triples in the half for the cause, and another lead change caused by two at 20-18. We're halfway down, halfway to go in this second. Here's Stevens, left side, working back towards the top of the key. Now Boyden has it. Here's Beam, thought about it. Right side it goes to McKenzie. He'll fire, no hesitation. It's high off the heel, no. And a rebound for Aiden Graves. Cost can add to the two-point lead here. 20-18 as we're nearing 3.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Here's Esmond between the wing and the top of the key. Goes right to Dean, thought about a give and go there, not there. Here's Reed, he'll drive, leaves his feet, kicks it corner. It's Esmond, a contested three. It's off the mark, no. And a rebound for Royal Valley's Carson Beam. Under 3:15 to go in the half. 20-18 is the score, and we finally get our first timeout. It's going to be a full. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are the neighbors that want to help people succeed. My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We want to help be there for other people, and that shows in every interaction at the bank, from the tellers to the receptionist, all the way down to the people in the basement that do the stuff behind the scenes. Everybody is here to help the community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tabman, Chance Link here. Perry LeCompton, Royal Valley. Class 3A boys substate first round action. Cause and Panthers in a good one. Multiple lead changes here in the second quarter. 20-18 is the Perry LeCompton lead. 3:11 to go in this first half, out of the timeout in the front court here. Panthers with the basketball. Chance to tie or retake the lead. Here's Boyden, left side on the wing. Right side, a good look from three near air ball. And barely grazing the rim. Graves another rebound. Gets it up the floor quickly. Esmond lost it. Gets it back to Dean, who puts it up and in. Beautiful find or correction. That was Kniper who got the bucket there. Kniper's got seven. and it's 22-18. It ties the largest lead for Perry in the first half at 4. Here's Gilbert, another nice move, and the freshman making some big plays this time on the right block. And Gilbert now, 3 buckets and 6 points, and it's a 2-point game. Cause 22, Panthers 20, 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Dean, right side, Kneiper trying again, not this time. Tipped around, and a good rebound through traffic for Essman. Second chance opportunity for the Cause. Graves gets in the paint, trying to knife through defenders. Now Essman, left side, it's Dean. Works to the elbow, throws a wild pass, tipped to the front court here, and it's Boyden who has a steal. He'll gather and lay it in. Difficult finish for Josh Boyden. And now Perry LeCompton wants to burn a timeout. It's a back-to-back quick bucket, and we're tied at 22. It is a full, but we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We got a good one here. Perry LeCompton, 2 big wins against Royal Valley in the regular season. Panthers have not defeated the Cause since 2022. The Cause have won the last 4 meetings over the last 2 years, all regular season meetings, first time in a minute. These two teams beating up in sub-state play, and the Panthers, the 7th seed, and just a 4-win regular season. They are playing well here on the road with a deadlock 22-22 score. Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. The 4-5 matchup in this bracket is Hiawatha and Jefferson West. Of course, that one can be viewed on the Hiawatha channel. That one's a good one as well through the first quarter. 18-17 is the Redhawks' lead over the Jefferson West Tigers. Quick 4-0 spurt has tied the game. Royal Valley's largest lead has been 6. Perry LeCompton's largest lead has been 4. We're deadlocked at 22 apiece, under 2 minutes to go in this first half. Cause with the basketball out of the timeout, trying to work the offense as Essman has it at the point. Left side it goes to Dean. Down to the corner with Reed. Right back to Essman on the wing. Zone defense out of the timeout here, 2-3. Kind of a matchup looking zone here for Royal Valley, and that's what's confusing the Cause here, as it's been a lot of perimeter passing. They skip it left side to Graves. Good movement. They get a decent look. A downtown three. It's short. Tipped in the air. Fighting for it. And Royal Valley able to finally come up with it in the far corner with Buskirk. So kind of a matchup zone defense there. Kind of caught the Cause a little off guard out of that timeout, but they ended up getting a good look from three. Just could not convert from the top of the key. 105 and counting, first half, 22-22, Panthers and Cause. Multiple lead changes here in this second period. Cause didn't take their first lead until late in that first, but we've gone back and forth all second. Here's a three that's good from the top of the key for Buskirk. Straight on, he's got 2 here in the half for 6 points. And the Panthers retake the lead at 25-22. We got 40 seconds to go in this first half. Let's see if Perry LeCompton wants to play for this final shot. Dean spins in the paint. Little fadeaway Jay tried to get the kiss off the window. Could not do so. Rebound for Landon Gilbert. And now with a 3-point lead and 25 seconds to go, Royal Valley now with the chance to play for the final shot here of the half. Good first half for Chris Brown's crew. Trying to add to a 3-point lead here before the intermission. Down to 13 seconds. Jackson Stevens, high right on the wing. Now setting it up. Here is McKenzie, right side, into the corner, 5 seconds. Now another look. Here's Buskirk in the lane, 2 seconds all the way. Got a shot up, and he draws the foul with a second to go. And the first free throws of the half coming with .8 on the clock. They get Tyler Reed with his first. And this is Matt Buskirk. He's given nice minutes here in the first half off the bench with a couple of threes and now a chance at the line. His first is good. First free throws of the night for Royal Valley, and Buskirk now with 7 in the half. 26-22 now Royal Valley. Can he get it to 5? He can. 8 in the first half for Buskirk. And just a second to go, and the Cause can't get a shot up, and Royal Valley here on the road with a 27-22 halftime lead against Perry LeCompton. In this win and move on, lose, go home scenario. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. close to home and far from dead. Online at HighlandCC.edu. Panthers trying to spring an upset here on the road in the 7-2 matchup of the Class 3A Substate Boys Tournament hosted by Royal Valley. 27-22 Panthers. We'll break it down when we come back here on KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, the 2-7 matchup in this boys' Class 3A Substate opening round game. Perry LeCompton hosting Royal Valley. And the 7-seed Panthers have a 5-point lead over the 2-seed cause, 27-22, your halftime score. Brandon Tamman, again, Chance Link in studio. Our KNCA studios doing a great job, as always, keeping us locked in and on the air. Royal Valley jumped out to an early 6-0 lead on a couple of threes in the first 90 seconds. And then Perry LeCompton battled back. They were down 8-2, but took their first lead late in the first quarter. And the cause took a 12-11 lead going into the second period. And then we were just basically back and forth. We had a bevy of lead changes between the two throughout that second quarter of action. Then ultimately a nice run down the stretch for Royal Valley. They got down. I believe it was an 8-0 run to cap things off for Royal Valley in the first half. So they now have a 5-point lead, 27-22. Royal Valley's largest lead of the first half was 6. Perry LeCompton's largest lead of the first half on a couple occasions was 4. So again, 12-11 Perry in that first quarter, but the Panthers a 16-10 advantage in that second quarter to have a 27-22 halftime advantage. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. For Royal Valley, pretty balanced scoring. Matt Buskirk off the bench, 6-foot junior, leading the way. He's got 8 points and has hit a couple of threes. Jackson Stevens and Landon Gilbert both adding 6. They got 3 points from Carson Beam and then 2 apiece from Josh Boyden and Tristan Murata. Panthers did not turn the ball over in the second quarter after having 5 first quarter turnovers. So the Panthers really good in that regard, in protecting the basketball in that second quarter. 12 rebounds for Royal Valley. They hit their lone 2 free throw attempts. And a key stat here, they had 5 first half threes for, again, Royal Valley, again, here at Perry LeCompton. The cause got 7 in the first half from Colton Kneiper. They got 5 apiece from Zach Esmond and Eli Dean. They got three from Tyler Reed, and they got two from Ronnie Baker. Prairie LeCompton had the rebound advantage of 16-12. Seven total turnovers in the half for the Cause. They hit three threes, but kind of a disappointing number for them so far. They are just 1 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. It's the 7th seed Royal Valley Panthers leading the 2 seed Prairie LeCompton on the road in this sub-state matchup. 27-22 is the score. We'll have more halftime right after this.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our score updates are brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit holthouseautohouse.com. We do got one other update from this sub-state bracket. It is our game on the Hiawatha Channel. The 4-5 matchup between the Redhawks and the Tigers of Jefferson West. It was a one-point game after one, but Hiawatha has built up a 36-28 lead at the half on Jefferson West against Sabetha ACCHS. That is the 1-8 matchup. And then the bottom, where the winner of the Cause and the Panthers, who they would play in the semifinals, would be the winner of Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden in the 3-6 matchup. The Panthers trying to win their first game in 2 years. The Cause have won the last four against Royal Valley. First time in a while these two teams have played in sub-state. Can the Panthers pull it out? We'll find out. Second half coming up in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys sub-state action in Class 3A, Prairie LeCompton and Royal Valley. Third matchup between the two. Here in 23-24, second half is underway. 7-seed Panthers trying to spring the upset. Here on the road, as the Panthers lead at 27-22. They'll begin the possession here in the second half, I should say, with the possession and his own defense for the cause, forcing an early Royal Valley turnover, and the cause nearly gave it right back. Here's a step down three. It is an air ball, trying to save it as Baker does so into the hands of Graves, and he somehow puts it up and in. Kind of an awkward sequence there, but Aiden Graves, the deuce, and it's 27-24, first basket for the cause. Now trailing by just a single triple. Not quite a minute in. Panthers dealing with this zone defense by Perry LeCompton. Good pass. Beam in the corner. A good look from three. A little strong off the heel. Gilbert the offensive rebound. It's rejected by Baker. And it's tipped up into the air. And finally coming down with it is Tyler Reed. A three would tie it here for Perry LeCompton. Short corner right. Dean in the paint. Little fadeaway. Jay. And it's nice. A little touch for Eli Dean. He's got seven, 27-26, first four of the half have gone to Perry LeCompton. And they're out now in a 3-2 zone. First time seeing this tonight. Panthers dump it inside. Gilbert, nice move. Missed the shot, and a foul's called on Reed. First foul the second half on either side, and the freshman, Landon Gilbert's going to shoot two. 27-26. Royal Valley by one. First 4 points, though, in the half to Perry LeCompton. Gilbert's first is good. 65% free throw shooter this season, and he's got seven. Royal Valley, their defense has been the issue, averaging nearly 60 points per game, or I should say giving up about 60 points per game during the regular season. The second free throw missing. And a rebound for Tyler Reed. First missed free throw tonight for the Panthers. The lead for them is two at 28-26. Good look for a straight on three, but it's well off the target. But an offensive rebound for Tyler Reed. It was missed by Kneiper. Here's Dean. Back to Kneiper, left wing. Puts it on the dribble. Tries to get past Boyden, but he stumps him up. Here's Graves. Bouncing it inside. Baker quickly doubled. Back to the short corner. Kneiper deep left. Corner three and fading away in the corner. He puts it down. Colton Kneiper, first player in the double figures, his second three tonight. He's now up to 10, and Perry LeCompton retakes the lead at 29-28. Cause have come out strong here with a 7-2 start, or I should say a 7-1 start in this third quarter. The zone defense really kind of bothering Royal Valley's offense again, this 3-2. They bounce it inside. Boyden on the block gets it out to the wing for a deep three. And if you can hit threes, you can beat the zone. And right there, Carson Beam hits it. And now forcing, well, nobody forced a turnover. It was Baker who just stepped over the line with nobody defending. And that's about as bad of a turnover as you could have. And the cause give it right back with Royal Valley retaking the lead on that Beam three at 31-29. Here's Stevens, up top to McKenzie. They bounce it inside to Baker. Baker defending Gilbert on the inside pass. And now a three is no good. It's missed by McKenzie. And a rebound and pushing here is Aiden Graves. Nice pass to Kneiper. Kicks it out to Dean. Diving in from the wing. A little floater with the right hand. Spins in there. Eli Dean now with nine. We're tied at 31 apiece at 4:40 to go in this third. Winner of this will play the winner of Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden on Thursday night at Royal Valley. Here's Beam. Kicks it to Stevens between the wing and the top of the key. Now dribbles back to the point. Gets the call from head coach Chris Brown. The cause again. Still in this 3-2 zone. Right side pass. Deep on the wing. It goes to Beam. They get it into the corner now with Stevens left side. Lobs a pass high left. It goes to McKenzie. Right back into the corner with Stevens. Inside Gilbert. Great positioning on the block. Count it and the foul. The foul is on Baker. That is his third. It's an and one for the freshman. Nine points now in the game for Landon Gilbert. And that gives the Panthers the lead back at 33-31. Kneiper comes out two, or I should not say two. Kneiper, they leave Baker in with the three fouls. Gilbert's free throw is good. He's now 2 for 3 at the line tonight. And he's the first Panther into double figures. He's got 10. Buskirk has 8 and then 6 apiece for Stevens and Beam. So pretty balanced scoring here for Royal Valley. Their lead now 34-31 after the 3-point play. 4 minutes to go. Third quarter. Cause with the ball back. And it's knocked away. Murata, a near steal. They go inside to Baker. He's quickly doubled on the block. Kicks it back to Dean. Gets to the elbow. Looks left. Goes right. Baker now from the right wing. Dives in over a couple of bodies. And a difficult shot falls through for the sophomore, Ronnie Baker. Leading scorer for the Cause has been quiet tonight. Just 4. Gets his team, though, within 1 at 34-33. Here's Beam right side on the wing. Back up top it goes to Stevens. Now McKenzie. Into the corner it's Murata. Closed out there by Esmond. Skips it back. Stevens, floater with the right hand. Hits the heel, goes high. Offensive rebound is brought down by Buskirk, and he's fouled on a turnaround J. Matt Buskirk to the line for a pair. They get the foul on Esmond, his second, team third, at 3:20 to go in the quarter. 34-33 Panthers. Buskirk at the line for 2. First one good. He's now 3 for 3 at the line and has 9 in the game. 35-33 Panthers. Buskirk again. Got it to go. Panthers have been good at the line tonight. Cause have not. 36-33, a tray separating these two with 3:15 to go in this third. Baker on the drive. Gets by Murata. Easy and one opportunity. Tristan Murata will pick up the foul. That's his third. And Baker with a chance here at a 3-point play. 6 now for Baker, 36-35, a free throw away from tying the game. First free throw attempt in the second half for Perry LeCompton, just 1 for 6 in the first half. This one here is good. 7 now for Ronnie Baker, 5 of which in the second half. 36-36, we're tied again at 3 minutes to go in this third. Here's Jackson Stevens. The Cause are staying in this 3-2 zone, which they know that the Panthers had some trouble with it here in the third quarter. A lot of perimeter passing, a lot of movement, but we'll see if they continue this throughout the course of this second half. Here's Buskirk. Up top it goes. Stevens trying to split the top, kicks it right on the wing. Now Buskirk trying to curl, gets all the way in. Beautiful dipsy-doo, and a reverse little layup is good. Difficult finish for Buskirk. He's got 12 and a timeout on the floor. Panthers back in front, 38-36. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Royal Valley fans getting high and up on their feet. Cheering away as their team tries to spring an upset here on the road. The 7-2 matchup in this sub-state tournament. The Panthers just 4-16 during the regular season, but they played a lot of close games. There's probably 4 or 5 you can look on their schedule that were anywhere between a couple of points and maybe 4 or 5 points that they ultimately could have won. There are 2 meetings with Perry LeCompton this season, not necessarily all that close. 71-56 and then 66-34, but it's a revamped Panthers team in a do-or-die situation. They lead it 38-36 here on the road. 2.5 minutes to go, third period. Out of the timeout, Cause with the basketball. They go man-to-man here, does Royal Valley. Kneiper, top of the key, thought about a 3, dribbles in, kicks it to Esmond. He'll curl, gets in the paint, throws up a shot, nowhere to be found, but a foul's called and a chance to tie it at the stripe. They get Murata. That is his 4th. So that'll bring Boyden back in. And Esmond will shoot 2. 5 in the game for the senior, Zach Esmond. Chance to tie it here at the stripe. First one on the way. In and out, no. And Boyden checks in for Murata, who's picked up 4 fouls, 2 of which here in the third quarter. Esmond's 2nd. No, he missed it again. Free throws have been killing the Cause here tonight. And the rebound for Stevens, it stays 38-36 with just over 2 minutes to go in this third. They stay in that zone, top of the key. Stevens floats one, looking for Gilbert inside. Kneiper read it for a steal. Turnover by the Panthers, make it seven in the game. Here's Reed, Kneiper trailing, straight on, triple, missed everything, but it's saved underneath. But to the wrong team as Royal Valley comes away with it. Now down to 135, still 38-36. Panthers with it and the two-point advantage. Here's Stevens, open, deep three. It is short, high off the front rim. Rebound for Tyler Reed. 120 to go. Cause with it back down to Deuce. Dean gets in the paint, little fadeaway. Does it again. He did a couple baby J's from the paint, and we're knotted at 38. And Dean now into double figures with 11. 65 seconds to go in this third. Staying in the 3-2 zone is Perry LeCompton. Get it into the corner with McKenzie. Up top to Buskirk, right side. Buskirk again at the point, trying to split. Off step and a travel. Another turnover by Royal Valley, third of the quarter, eight in the game. Aiden Graves back in for Perry LeCompton. Dean gets a breather. And also back in Carson Beam for the Panthers. We're knotted, 38 apiece, and a sub-state first-round matchup here at Perry LeCompton. Panthers, the 7 seed, trying to spring it. They've played well the entire night, still a quarter and change to go. Goss can retake the lead with some points here. There's a dive in, kicking, and a blocking foul is called on the perimeter. Just the third foul, so it's on the floor. And it's on McKenzie, that is his third. And Chris Brown wants the little elbow extension and push off, but he didn't get the call there. Here's Reed. Left side Baker on the elbow. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Graves, right wing. Puts it on the dribble. Spins on Boyden. His fadeaway. It's well short. Out of bounds it goes. And it goes back to Royal Valley with 27 seconds to go. So now if Royal Valley plays for the final shot here, as Dean comes back into the game, the first quarter, the second quarter, and now the third quarter. Perry LeCompton's had it inside a minute, and they've taken an early shot, and they've allowed the Panthers to get the final shot of the first two quarters, and now it appears Royal Valley will have a chance for the final shot here in the third quarter as well. 20 seconds and counting. Knotted up, 38 apiece. Certainly Royal Valley looks content on waiting for the final shot here. 10 seconds to go. Perimeter passing. They get it left side. Now Gilbert kicks it back, Beam, into the corner it goes, McKenzie a look, doesn't get there. Gilbert, offensive rebound and a foul. I think it's on the floor. They get the foul on Esmond, his third, but just a second to go. 1.2 seconds left. It's going to be Beam, right side of his own backboard to throw it in. Graves defending the inbounds. They try to get it into Gilbert real quick, gets the shot up, it's good at the buzzer. Beautiful inbounds. Execution at 100, and Gilbert with 12 points, giving Royal Valley the lead as we go to the final quarter in a do-or-die scenario. It's Royal Valley on the road, leading Perry LeCompton 40-38. Final 8 minutes coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms and 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
8 minutes to go. And the winner moving on in the sub-state tournament first-round action here at Perry LeCompton. The 2-seed Cause outscored the Panthers 16-13 in the third, but it's the Panthers still leading by two. Cause of the first possession here of the fourth quarter, and a quick foul called on Royal Valley's Landon Gilbert. That is his second and the first foul of the final frame. 7:44 to go, 2-point lead for Royal Valley. Winner will play at Royal Valley on Thursday. Panthers hosting this sub-state. Winner here gets the winner of Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden in a 3-6 matchup. Graves dumping it inside. Baker quickly doubled, and he is hacked and fouled. It's on the floor. A couple bodies in there. We'll see who they get it on. So two early fouls on the Panthers here in the quarter. They get Josh Boyd, and that's his first. And again, team two. The Cause try again. Dean trying to throw it in. Needs to get it in quickly. Dumped it into the backcourt with Tyler Reed. At the point, dumps it inside. Wide open is Dean. And I think they get a goaltending. Either a foul or goaltending. So it's just grabbing the net, so no foul. So Dean with 13, and we're tied at 40. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. No team has had a lead larger than six. Still, the Cause, they've been in a 3-2 zone since the beginning of the second half, and it has certainly caused, at times, the Panthers some issues. Top of the key, here's Stevens. Good dart. Left side, Buzkirk will look. Can't knock down a triple. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton's Colton Kneiper. His fourth rebound to go along with 10 points. Deadlocked at 40, a minute. Ronnie Baker trying to give his team the lead back. A deep three, no. But an offensive rebound, though, for Tyler Reed to keep it alive. Baker gets it back inside. Layup good. Ronnie Baker, beautiful feed. He's got nine. It's 42-40. Cause back in front by two. 6:45 left in the game. Panthers perimeter passing right side, Buzkirk in the corner. Lobs a pass back to the wing. Left side it goes. This is Beam. Dumps it inside. Gilbert in the paint. Fakes the pass. Puts up a shot. It's good. Big time for the freshman. 14 for Landon Gilbert. And we're tied again. 42 apiece at under 6.5 minutes to go. Here's Dean, right side on the wing, holding it high above his head. Has the dribble, not using it. Kneiper looking left, goes back right on the wing, where Dean just had it. Graves driving in the paint, kicks it to Reed. Baseline drive, looking in for Ronnie Baker. Shot, no, but a foul. Ronnie Baker, a chance to give the lead back to Perry LeCompton at the line. They get the foul on Gilbert. That is his third, and team foul number three. So just one more foul to give. Now, the Cause have struggled at the line tonight. Baker made his lone attempt, and he's now 2 for 2. Just under 56% on the season is Ronnie Baker, and he's into double figures now with 10. Joining Colton Kneiper with that number, but Eli Dean has 13. 43-42, Perry LeCompton. Second is not there. He goes 1 for 2, and a rebound for Landon Gilbert. So a 1-point lead for the Cause. 43-42, we got 6 minutes to go in the game. Here's Stevens, lobbing a pass, Beam in the corner. Hesitates, darts one to the right wing, short corner right, it goes to Gilbert, guarded by Baker. Good ball movement here. Beam steps in, kicks it out, Stevens, deep, straightaway three, not there. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Baker grabbing that one. A 1-point Cause lead at under 5:40 to go, and a 30-second timeout here going to be burned by Matt Simmons. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Boy, this game's been fun, and it looks to be a fun one down the stretch as well, as Perry LeCompton leads at home 43-42. Again, no team has had a lead larger than six in this ball game, and the amount of lead changes is certainly heavy. And Brandon Tadman with you, Chance Lake, our studio producer. We will have coverage of this Royal Valley Substate all week long here on KNCA. With the other games coming up, we'll have the semifinals on Thursday. For this boys' side of the bracket, we'll have the girls' semifinals on Friday, and then we'll have, of course, both sub-state championship games for you on Saturday. Again, those games will be at Royal Valley. Out of the timeout, 5:38 to go in this game. 43-42 Cause, trying to hold on at home. They have the possession out of the TO. Baker, high ball screen, wanting a little pick-and-roll action. Not there. Good defense there by Royal Valley. They go inside on the block. Baker quickly triple-team. They get it back to the perimeter. And a whistle and a foul. That's the final foul to give. I believe it's on Buzkirk. And the rest of the game, it is Buskirk, that's his first, but the rest of the game, Prairie Le Compton's going to be in the bonus. And the Cavs have not committed a foul here in the fourth quarter. Again, they have struggled at the line, Prairie Le Compton has, but they got 5:24 on the clock. Every time they're fouled, they're going to be shooting throws. 43-42 is their lead. 5:24 to go in the game. They'll throw it in from the far sideline. Reed dumps it between the rings out high here with Eli Dean trying to work on Stevens. Diving in, kicks right on the wing. Graves, good kick, left corner. Reed, baseline drive, rejected shot at the rim. Good defense by Royal Valley. And that was, I believe, Stevens who got the block and the rebound. Here's Buskirk. Beautiful feed inside. Gilbert the easy layup. Gilbert with 16, but Buskirk set them all up. And the Panthers have retaken the lead, 44-43, under 5 to go. Another lead change in this one. Should have been a kicked ball, but Perry Le Compton there had it knocked away and a steal for Royal Valley. Now it's still on the floor, and Buskirk stepped over the line. That ball was deflected. That's a bad call. Well, here's they were going to call over and back, but it should be Royal Valley basketball. Ooh, Perry Le Compton's going to catch a break here, it looks like. And Chris Brown just pleading his case, and the officials are saying otherwise. Yeah, he's not happy, no doubt about it, and rightfully so. It should be Royal Valley's basketball, but Perry Le Compton will catch a big break there, and they'll get the ball back down one. 4:42 to go. That goes down as the ninth turnover for the Panthers, even though probably should have been Royal Valley basketball. Beautiful backdoor cut, good pass, layup, good. What a swing there. 12 now, that was Kniper with the two, and the Cavs retake the lead, 45-44. Here's Gilbert, steps in, floater, he left it short, tipped in the air, Cavs get the rebound. It's Tyler Reed, Cavs by one, 45-44, 4:10 to go in the game. Kniper, he doesn't hesitate for a three, toilet bowls out. And a travel on the rebound attempt is called. Chris Brown wanting the foul, does not get it. Beam brought down the rebound. He fell to the floor with some contact, and they give him the travel. The cause benefits of a couple of 50-50 shots here. And there's a three that rattles out. No, Baker on the offensive rebound will be fouled, and he'll shoot two. Well, the officiating's been even here tonight, and it's heavily favoring the cause here in the fourth quarter. And now the official is stopping the play here to tell Chris Brown to settle down a little bit. And he stops it to give Royal Valley's Chris Brown a warning. And Coach Brown has certainly a right to kind of be a little upset about these last couple minutes, but Ronnie Baker steps up, missing the first free throw. Royal Valley fans get a little extra on that chair. 3:57 left in this game. Cavs lead is one, 45-44. Cavs have not been called for a foul in the fourth quarter. In the second, no good as well. And Baker goes 0-for-2, and there's a foul on Perry Le Compton. Reaching in was Kniper. That's his first team one. So it stays again. The free throws tonight have been an issue for Perry Le Compton, and rightfully so. You got to make them, especially at this point in the game. 3:50 and counting. Cause 45, Panthers 44. Here's McKenzie, right side, quickly doubled into the corner, dribbles out of it, and high right on the wing. It goes to Stevens. It has been 3-2 the entire way, and now a whistle inside and a foul on the Cause away from the ball. It'll be the second foul. They get Baker with his fourth. Leading scorer for Perry Le Compton, four fouls with 3:38 to go. And also the biggest body for Perry Le Compton. Here's a three by Buskirk, left it way short, long rebound, and body hitting the floor. It goes beyond midcourt, and the Panthers can't come up with it. They had two guys near it, and both went for it at the same time, and it goes out of bounds, and a timeout's going to be called. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 3.5 minutes to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Things getting a little dicey here. It's Perry LeCompton leading 45-44. 3.5 to go. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, if you're just joining us, you have missed a wild ball game here at Perry LeCompton. The Perry LeCompton boys leading Royal Valley 45-44. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. No team's had a lead larger than six. This is a 2-7 matchup in this Royal Valley Class 3A substate. Good crowd on hand here tonight supporting both teams. Good student sections for both. Cause out of the timeout with the ball, with the one-point lead at 3:29 to go. Here is Eli Dean with the basketball, man-to-man defense by Royal Valley. Dean back to the point, looks left, hesitates left, now comes back right, hands it off to Baker, and a reach-in foul is going to be called, and free throws coming up for Ronnie Baker. Not a great foul on the perimeter, and they get Jackson Stevens with his second, so big free throws here for Ronnie Baker. He's 2 for 5 at the line, but he got that one to go. 11 points tonight for Ronnie Baker. 9 have come in the second half. 46-44 cause. Second free throw is no good, and a rebound for Royal Valley. So a 1-for-2 trip. Gilbert with the board. 46-44 cause at 3:10 and counting left in the game. You lose, your season's over. First round substate action. We'll have games every night this week across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Under 3 minutes to go. Still that 3-2 zone for Perry LeCompton. That's given the Panthers issues here in the second half. Short corner left. Back to the top. Stevens thought about a three and is backed out near the perimeter. Still dribbling. Wasting time here. 2:40 to go and counting. 46-44 caused by a deuce. Panthers can tie it with one, or a three will give them the lead. McKenzie back to Stevens. Here's Beam at the point. They set it up for Stevens, but closed out quickly. 2:25 to go, and Chris Brown has seen enough of that possession. He's going to call a timeout. Waiting to see. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. No team has had a lead bigger than six. Panthers scored the first 6 points of the game. They couldn't add to that. Perry LeCompton got their first lead at the end of the first quarter. And really, since the start of the second quarter, we have just gone back and forth and back and forth with a bevy of lead changes between these two. Landon Gilbert, the leading scorer tonight for Royal Valley. He's got 16. Matt Buskirk with 12. Three in double figures for Perry LeCompton. 13 for Eli Dean. 12 for Colton Kneiper. And 11 for Ronnie Baker. 2:26 left in the game. Panthers have the possession, trailing here on the road, 46-44. Cause have won the last four meetings against Royal Valley. They haven't. Royal Valley hasn't beat Perry LeCompton in over 2 years. And a foul on the perimeter. No, they're going to call an illegal screen. Wow, that is an interesting call. They get Buskirk, who pretty much set a screen on nobody, and they got him for an illegal screen. That's the second foul on Buskirk. So the cause, big break there. They get it back. 2:07 to go. 46-44 is their lead. Panthers ramping up the pressure defensively a little bit. They don't want to foul, though, because it puts Perry LeCompton at the free throw line. Baker doubled. Back to Graves, launching a pass to Kneiper, back to Dean, who hesitates. Wasting time, down to 150. Good movement with the pressure defense here for Perry LeCompton. There's another good double team right there. And they get it off into the corner. Now back to Graves. Works around the arc from left to right, closer to midcourt. Just dribbling away from two purple jerseys. Down to 90 seconds now. Cause are wasting good time here with a two-point lead. Cause handed off. Redeemed to Graves. Back up top to Baker. Baker kicks it into the corner. Perimeter passing here. High left. Now it goes to Graves. We're down to under 120. A lot of time running off here for Perry LeCompton. The two-point lead. And there's finally a foul on the perimeter. They get it on Buskirk. His third free throw is coming here for Aiden Graves. Big free throws with a minute 10 to go. And the Cause leading 46-44. Graves is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. He can get it to 4 if he can knock down both. His first on the way. He got it. Nothing but net. 3 points for Aiden Graves. 47-44 Cause with a minute 10 to go. Big free throw on the way for Aiden Graves. It's on the way. Left it short. Rebound for Tristan Murata, and it stays a three-point game. 47-44, Perry LeCompton with just over a minute to go, and a timeout is called by Royal Valley. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Hang with us, folks. It's a one-possession game coming down the home stretch in a do-or-die scenario in the sub-state's first round. It is Perry LeCompton 47, Royal Valley 44. Cause defensively out of the timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
February is National American Heart Month. Let's turn our focus to the most vital organ in our bodies, our hearts. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to raising awareness about heart health and importance of preventative care. The cardiovascular service team at Holton Community Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care and education, helping the communities understand and manage heart health better. For more information on the services and tips for a healthy heart, visit Holton Community Hospital Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Services. Online at HoltonHospital.com. Here's to a heart-healthy February from Holton Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tabman with you from Perry LeCompton High School. Chance Link, our studio producer here on KFZA. Cause 47, Panthers 44. 2-7 matchup in this Royal Valley Boys Sub-State. First round action here tonight, and it's been a good one. No team larger than a 6-point advantage throughout, and a ton of lead changes. And right now, biggest possession of the season for Royal Valley out of this timeout. Trailing by 3 with 1:03 to go. It will be Buskirk to throw it in. And dumps it to Jackson Stevens. 1 minute left in this one. Moves around Tristan Murata. He's high left. And first time in this entire second half that the Cause are out of that 3-2 zone. They go man. They get it inside to Gilbert. Throws up a tough shot. No, Chris Brown wanted the foul. He doesn't get the call. Tyler Reed, the rebound, and reading a steal, and taking it up for an easy two is Stevens. Oh, terrible mistake there for Perry LeCompton. 47-46, the Cause leading by one and a timeout. Picking it off like a defender was Jackson Stevens, like a DB reading a quarterback's eyes. And after a missed shot by Gilbert, they end up getting the two with a timeout called. We'll keep it right here. It is a full. We don't want to miss any of it. 35 seconds remaining. The Cause will have the ball and a one-point lead at 47-46. What a play by Stevens. He's got 8 and his first bucket of the second half. It was a big one. Our score updates are brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit HolthouseAutoHouse.com. The 4-5 matchup in this sub-state, Hiawatha hosting Jefferson West, and the Redhawks had a 50-43 lead last check at the end of that third period. The Riley County Boys Substate in Class 3A, Nemaha Central, they were in a tight one at home with Marysville. That's a 27-25 score in favor of Nemaha Central heading into that fourth quarter of action. That game on KMZA 92-1. That time of the year, Substate basketball, everything ramped up here, and it's been a good one from the jump. Perry LeCompton out of the timeout will throw it near midcourt on the far sideline. 35 seconds to go, leading by just one. They dump it into Aiden Graves into the front court, darts into the left corner. Gets it back out to Kneiper, right back to Graves. Under 30 seconds to go. He's quickly doubled. A near steal near midcourt, but saved by Reed. Keeps it alive, and there's the foul. So they foul Tyler Reed, and McKenzie picks up his fourth. So big free throws coming up for the senior Tyler Reed. Reed has only scored 3 points tonight. He's 0 for 2 at the line. He does have 8 rebounds. Free throw up. Good. A senior, calm, cool, collective at the line. 4 points for him. The lead is 2. 48-46 at 23.2 seconds to go. Monstrous free throw here for Reed. Can he get it to 3? It's on the way. Pure. He got them both. Monster free throws for Tyler Reed. He's got 5. 49-46. Perry LeCompton by 3 with 23 seconds to go. Biggest possession of the season for Royal Valley. They get it to Stevens in the front court, and Chris Brown wants a timeout. It's a full. Hang on to your hats, folks. A 3-point game with 21 seconds to go. Can the Panthers spring the upset on the road? We'll pause for a quick 30. Cause 49 and the Panthers 46 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
KNZA.
The biggest offensive possession of the season coming up for Royal Valley out of this timeout. They trail here at Perry LeCompton 49-46 with under 30 seconds to go. 23 ticks to be exact on the clock. Brandon Tamman, Chance Ling, thanks for hanging with us. When you move on and lose, your season is done. First round substate action here in Class 3A. Beg your pardon, it's 21 seconds to go, not 23 left in this game. A 3-point lead for Perry LeCompton. It's McKenzie to throw it in. Not sure why you throw it over there, but somehow gets it out to Buzzkirk for the tie! Matt Buzzkirk from downtown! Knotted at 49 apiece! 10 seconds to go, and the Cause will call a timeout! A near turnover on the inbounds pass, deflected back to Buzzkirk. Ice cold veins, he drills a right wing triple, and it's a 49-49 tie. 9 seconds to go, Cause will have a chance to win it at the horn. Wow. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. This one is getting out of control. Chance in studio, Brandon with you. The biggest shot of the season for Royal Valley, and now they need a stop, though. 9 seconds for Perry LeCompton in the front court with a deadlock 49-49 tie. It doesn't get much wilder than this, and especially with more on the line being a sub-state opener. Both teams have played a great game, and Matt Buzzkirk, ice in his veins to tie it from downtown. 9 seconds to go. Perry LeCompton for a chance to win it. Tyler Reed to throw it in. He dumps it into the backcourt here with Dean. 7 seconds. No screen set. Gets it off to Baker. Ball fakes with 3. Hands it off Kneiper to the right side. He gets all the way. I think that's going to end the game. I don't think he gets a shot up in time. He was driving into the paint, and he's slow to get up. And they're going to call it no foul. We're going to overtime. And Kneiper's hurt. Matt Simmons wanted a foul. It was simultaneous, the horn and the contact. I think you've got to give this one to overtime, though. It's too close to call. And we will go to overtime, a 49-49 tie. We'll step aside for a timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be.
Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, I'm not going to lie, the way this game has gone, we might deserve overtime, and that's what we got. Four more minutes on the clock, a 49 deadlock tie here with Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley. Panthers getting a huge three from Matt Buskirk with about 15 seconds to go, tying the game. And then the Cause don't get a shot up in time at the end of regulation. So we head to an extra 4 minutes with seasons on the line here in this first round of the sub-state tournament. Panthers will go from right to left. Cause will go from left to right. Here we go. An extra 4 minutes on the clock. Tip up. Tipped around a couple of times, and Royal Valley controls it. And we start overtime. And the Cause go right back into that 3-2 zone, which they stuck with a majority of that second half. A lot of perimeter passing back and forth between Beam and Stevens. They get it inside to Buskirk, dumping it down. Tip pass, chasing it down, though, is Buskirk. And then he threw it away. A turnover by the Panthers. Dean, 3-on-2 break, floater, no, but it's picked up on the backside and put up and in by Eli Dean. 15 for Dean, 51-49 Cause. First bucket for Perry here in overtime. Under 3:20 to go. There's McKenzie in the corner right, taking a couple passes. They reverse it to Beam here, high left on the wing. Now Stevens, high right. Little hot potato action. Now they get it to Buskirk in the lane. Little floater. Rims out. No. Tipped in the air. Rebound Cause. Here's Eli Dean pushing the tempo. Takes it all the way with some contact. Spins out. And that one is no good. And the rebound for Royal Valley. Gilbert strong with the hands there. He's probably hacked a couple of times. But no whistle. 2:45 and counting in the overtime. Gilbert inside. Ball fake. Layup. No! He missed it! An easy bunny by the freshman is no good. And Baker grabs the miss. It would have tied the game. 2:35 and counting in the OT. 51-49, Perry LeCompton. Here's Graves driving and kicking. Reed, a little pull-up Jay. Short. And a rebound for Royal Valley. Big miss there and a good rebound for Matt Buskirk, his fifth of the night. 2:20 to go. Clock moving. Overtime period number one. 51-49, the score caused by a deuce. Alone points here in overtime so far. Still in that 3-2 zone. Stevens inside to Gilbert through contact. Got that one to go. Landon Gilbert with 18. 12 here in the second half. 2 minutes to go in the overtime period. 51-51 tie. These two teams battling it out tonight. No team's had a lead bigger than 6 all night. We've probably had 15 lead changes minimum. And a blocking foul is going to be called on the perimeter against Jackson Stevens. That'll be his third, and free throws coming up here for Aiden Graves. 1-for-4 at the line tonight is Aiden Graves. He's got 3 points and 7 rebounds. Trying to break the 51 all tie. He can't with the first. 1:44 left in the first overtime. 51-51 tie. Graves will have a second free throw. It's up. That one is good. So he goes 1-for-2. Perry LeCompton has the lead back. It is 52-51 as we approach the final 90 seconds of OT number one. When you move on, lose your season is done. First round of the sub-state tournament. They go to the hot hand. Gilbert inside. Another tough shot. This time, no. Tipped in the air a couple times, and it's a foul on Gilbert. He went over the back, and Baker's going to shoot free throws. The freshman Landon Gilbert's been so good tonight, couldn't get that one to go. He's now got four fouls. Big free throws again here for Ronnie Baker. He is 3 of 7 at the line and has 11 points. A minute 25 left in overtime one. 52-51. Hurried LeCompton by one. First free throw is good. 12 in the game for Baker. He only had two at halftime. The lead is two, 53-51. Trying to get it to three. He does. Big free throws for Ronnie Baker. And another huge possession offensively here for Royal Valley. Buck 20 to go. They trail 54-51. They have played so good tonight, but need to make a couple more plays down the stretch. Here's a skip to McKenzie. Now Stevens, right side beam, bouncing it to Buskirk on the block. Gets inside, double, kicks it out. Here's a three for the tie. No. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Zach Esman goes up high to pull it down. A minute to go. Cause lead by three. Got to get it across midcourt. They do so with Graves. Near sideline. Man-to-man defense. Guarded by McKenzie. Now 48 seconds to go. How long does Royal Valley wait before fouling? Here's Baker. High right on the wing. They get it to Reed. 40 seconds to go. 3-point cause lead. Wasting time here. Chris Brown saying, you got to go and foul. So they waste a little bit extra time. And the foul at 36.7 seconds to go. And it's Beam. That's just his first foul tonight. Or correction, that's his second foul tonight. And it's Ronnie Baker again who's going to shoot. Just made two big ones here a moment ago. And he's hit three in a row. And the lead is four. 55-51. I feel like we haven't had a four-point lead since the first half. Baker absolutely clutch. He's hit four out of four here in overtime. And he's got 15 in the game. And now with 37 seconds to go, the Panthers are trailing by five. They need a bucket and they need one quick. They roll it into the front court. Stevens, why not? He'll try. Short on a three. Rebound for Eli Dean. Gets it off to Tyler Reed under 30 seconds to go. They got a foul quickly. They get it into the front court. And it's tipped out of bounds. So the Cause leading 56-51 with 25 seconds to go. And a couple subs in for Royal Valley. They bring in Griffin Compton, who is a sophomore, I think maybe to foul here because the fouls are starting to pile up here. Cause need to get it in. Do so to Baker. Now to Reed. 24 seconds. Right back to Baker. Too much time's running off the clock. You got a foul here. If you're Royal Valley, down to 15 seconds, and there's the foul. About 10 more seconds went off the clock, and that's huge. And now the foul on Stevens. That's his fourth, and the Caw fans are starting to feel it now as Esman will go to the line, his first. No good. 15.6 seconds remain. 56-51 Cause. This game was deadlocked at 49 going into overtime, but the Cause have controlled it. Big free throw on the way. Got it. One for two trip for Zach Esman. 6 points in the game. That's the largest lead of the game, and then a whistle and a foul. And it's not free throw time yet. That's just the third foul of the fourth quarter plus overtime here. So Perry LeCompton still has a foul to give. That one on Dean is second. Down to 14 seconds to go, but it's a 6-point game. You need a three. Need a three and a quick timeout for Royal Valley with now 13.1 seconds to go. The Panthers in danger of their season coming to an end. They need a three and they need it quickly to give themselves some hope. 57-51, Perry LeCompton in overtime, 13 seconds remaining in the game. We're back after a 30-second timeout here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Earl Valley season might be coming to an end. They need a quick three here out of the timeout. 13 seconds left. They're down six. 57-51 here at Perry-Lecompton in overtime. An 8-2 cause run in the OT period have given them this lead. They set it up quickly, needed by Beam. No, it's a ball. Offensive rebound, though, is missed by Gilbert. A second chance, no, it's taken away. 5 seconds to go. They get it up the floor, a steal. Here's a three. It's not going to matter, and that's going to do it. And Perry-Lecompton, the two seed, survives at home. They win it at overtime, 57-51 over Royal Valley. What a game. And what a stretch here in the overtime period by the cause to close this one out. Perry moves on to the semifinals on Thursday night at Royal Valley. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Cause win it at home, 57-51. Keep their season alive. Royal Valley season has come to an end. We'll talk about it and close it out when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, certainly many things can describe what we saw tonight. Exhilarating to say the least, but in overtime, Perry-Lecompton, they win it and survive and move on. 57-51 over Royal Valley. Again, Brandon Tammy with you. Chance Link, our studio producer. Again, this one, it was tight throughout. Royal Valley scored the first 6 points of the game. Cause took a late lead at the end of the quarter, took a one-point lead into the second. They go back and forth, really up until a nice little run in the final 90 seconds of the first half. Royal Valley was looking good, leading 5-27-22, but the Cause came back strong in the first few minutes of the third quarter, retook the lead. They continued to go back and forth. Ultimately, it was a two-point game. Panthers had the advantage going into the fourth quarter. Once again in the fourth, back and forth, multiple lead changes. Royal Valley season came down, at least in regulation, down three. Matt Buskirk drilling a huge three out of a timeout with about 15 seconds to go. Ties the game at 49. Perry Lee Compton, they get it into the front court. They call timeout, about 9 seconds to go. They ultimately don't get a shot up in time to end regulation, so it goes into overtime. And I'll tell you what, Perry Lee Compton, they did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line, but they made them in overtime when it mattered. Ronnie Baker, he went 4-for-4 in overtime after going just 3-of-7 at the line in regulation. Zach Esmond hit a big overtime free throw as well. Aiden Graves also hitting a big overtime free throw. So 13-of-27 overall at the line for Perry Lee Compton tonight, but they hit 6-of-8 in overtime, and Aiden Graves had a big bucket as well. 8-2 was the advantage for Perry Lee Compton in that overtime period as they win it 57-51. Our stats from the game brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, the Cause win it. Go to 14-7 on the year. They get the winner of Bishop Ward and Topeka Hayden on Thursday at Royal Valley. Royal Valley, they fall to 4-17, and that's how their season comes to an end here in 23-24. For the Cause, they had three players in double figures, 15 apiece for Ronnie Baker and Eli Dean, and Colton Kneiper adding 12 as well. 6 points for Zach Esmond, 5 for Tyler Reed. Reed also had 8 rebounds with those 5 points. And Aiden Graves had 4 points, big bucket in the overtime period, adding 7 rebounds as well to that. Or I should say, not a bucket in the overtime period, but Graves hitting a big free throw in that overtime period. Cause just 10 turnovers. They were very good in the second half compared to the first in that department. They out-rebounded Royal Valley 31-25, hit 4 threes in the game. Again, 13-27 at the line overall, but hit them when they mattered as they were 6-of-8 in the overtime period. Royal Valley, again, their season comes to an end. They got 18 points and 8 rebounds. Landon Gilbert, the freshman, he certainly has a bright future. He's had some good games down the stretch, no doubt, for the Panthers. They also got 15 points and 5 rebounds from Matt Buskirk, who hit the big three to tie it, to send it into overtime. He is a junior as well. This Royal Valley team is going to bring a lot of talent back as they only lose one senior or a couple of seniors, but the main one that plays, Aiden McKenzie, who did not score tonight. Jackson Stevens finishing 8 points, 5 rebounds, 6 in the game for Carson Beam, and 2 points as well for Josh Boyden. Boyden, forgot about him. He is a senior as well. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Going to go with Ronnie Baker tonight, 6'3 sophomore. Again, he battled some foul trouble in that second half, had to be kind of adjusted and rotated in and out, and very kind of strategic for Matt Simmons. So had to battle that foul trouble with about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game. Had picked up his 4th foul, but was smart down the stretch. Again, going 4-for-4 in the overtime period. Really a huge difference as they were able to hit those in that final 4 minutes, that extra time. But Baker, 15 points and 6 rebounds, crucial at the line late. And he is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, appreciate Chance Link back in our studios. An absolute thriller to kick off the Substate action this week. But Perry Lee Compton, the 2 seed, surviving at home, beating Royal Valley for a 5th consecutive time. Final score, Cause 57 and the Panthers 51. We'll talk to you tomorrow night here on KNCA, where we'll be in the Class 2A Boys Substates. Jefferson County North hosting, but the first round matchup for Horton and Riverside. That game at Horton, we'll have it for you tomorrow night here on KNCA, beginning at 7 o'clock. For Chance Lincoln Studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for hanging with us. Perry Lee Compton advances here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.